You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's with a vav of attachment. It says, and these are the laws. So the vav plays a very important role, and that is the last command of Ten Commandments. What was it? The last one? The forbidden act of jealousy. So now this vav attaches the last forbidden act, that we're not permitted to be jealous, to the portion that we learned, that is 63 mitzvot.
Gan.
53. 53, right. They say 63? Make sure you're listening. Yeah. So now here, what is that supposed to mean? So here, the Tasha is teaching us, this Rab is warning us that there's a nature that everybody has, that is called to envy, to be jealous. So that, just imagine that you are placed in an island, and there's nobody else there. What type of car you drive?
No car.
No car. What type of suit do you wear?
No suit.
No. How about the house?
Understand.
You understand, right? So like, let's say there's a couple, happen to be in this island, and they're getting married. So what kind of food they're going to serve in the wedding?
Sushi.
Food? Vegetables. So they're not gonna, because they didn't go to the wedding last week, that they served choresh and abgush and this and that and chicken and so on. So they have to do it more this week. So they're the only one. So that means they don't need to overdo it. So here we see, I forgot, what type of haircut do you get? None? Become like a Shimshon. Yeah, natural. So now here we see an unbelievable thing, that we just we are occupied to see what people do, and then we try to
make it better,
obviously. So now this Bob is teaching us that it's a very, very delicate point here, that this vav could bring such a joy for us. And that's what the mat is all about. Mishenichnas adar marvim besimcha. What does that mean? That means, if you're in the island, there's no competition, right? So you don't need to show that you do better, you are better, you wear better, you do better. So here, people that they go through lots of pain because they struggle to become better than others. And here we see a beautiful thing, that if one believed that, you know what, I'm happy, whatever Hashem has given me, I'm satisfied. So be the happiest person in the whole world. And it happened to be, there was a wedding, and the people come and they serve food, and one gets a chicken. So the person asks him, what type of chicken is this? He says, this is Of HaKadosh. It's a holy chicken. So what is a holy chicken? So this chicken, we had a Brit Milah this morning, and we served it. And then about 11 o'clock, we had Pidyon Abin, and it was served again. And then we had a Bar Mitzvah in the afternoon. And then again, it was served. And then here is the fourth time that is being served, so it became very kadosh. It's a holy chicken. But here, this concept doesn't exist. Why?
Because they eat it.
No, because you want everything new, shiny, better, and nothing makes you happy unless you feel, you have the best. You're on the top. And that's what we have to work on, this beautiful, powerful man, Chodesh Adar, that is Mazal. What is Mazal? No, the mazal of this month is the game. Why? Why the game? You know, the nature of the game is unbelievable. You see well, how they get excited when it rains. They jump to the surface of the water. Isn't that something? They're in millions of gallons of water. But still, when they see a drop of water, it's so exciting to them. They jump, so happy. And that's what the mazal this month is. Every bit of blessing that Hashem has given us, you have to be like this fish. You have to jump. You have to sing. You have to praise Ribono Shel Olam. And you have to be thankful. And that's what brings the joy, that we have to notice. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, I have something that is very unique, is very special. And we have to keep counting our blessing. Nachas shalom, whatever that we feel is missing. There's nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. Everything is perfect. Everything is complete. Whatever that we feel missing is missing something in us that we feel is missing. But there's no such a thing. It's perfect. Perfect. Because Ribono Shel Olam gives us exactly what we need. And we have to be thankful and joyous and sing for Ribono Shel Olam, for all the chasadim that he does for us.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.